Mary Jane Willard is a breast cancer survivor. She has a new lease on life and a new way of expressing herself.
It kind of relaxes you, relaxes me. I've learned a lot of different things with the art, with Chinese ink art. I made a lot of friends.
She's learning Chinese ink art through MD Anderson's collage program, also known as the Art for Cancer Network. The class is taught by Pei Hong Dong Endris, an artist who learned the technique growing up in China.
The little pressure stop here.
Endris says the class helps patients forget about their daily struggle with disease and find comfort in their creativity.
I think from this class, even for some people, a difficult time, they can give them short-time peace.
The students say they love this art form and their teacher.
She's very good. She helps you, she does step-by-step, and she comes, and with each person, she demonstrates it with you, too. She gives you that opportunity.
George Spaulding, a New Orleans native fighting lung and bone cancer, says these classes keep him from feeling confined.
It gets me out from the room that we're staying in. Gets my mind more active, keeps me. I enjoy art, so this is a different kind of art I'm trying to learn.
Although there are other art therapy programs, this one focuses on the art rather than the therapy. Having professional artists teach these classes was the idea of Dr. Jennifer Wheeler. She established Collage 3 years ago.
Whereas art therapy has a specifically therapeutic intent, the collage is really all about having fun.
Studies have shown that improvements in mood and outlook can help a patient fight disease. And although no scientific studies have been carried out on this program, Dr. Wheeler says she thinks it helps.
It can't hurt. It can only help, and scientists are trying to be a little bit more rigorous about quantifying the effect.
You want more paper?
Some patients hope to emulate Endris in assembling a portfolio they can eventually show to friends. Since the collage program started in 2006, more than 1,000 people have participated, and several artists are on staff as instructors. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Because when you're loading the brush, when you work